U.S. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly today concluded a brief visit to Beijing, where he discussed Bush administration plans for a nuclear missile defense system. The visit apparently did nothing to alter China's strong opposition to the proposal. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In a written statement before he left, Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs James Kelly said that he had emphasized to Chinese officials that the proposed missile shield would not be a threat to China. Kelly held a full day of talks with two vice foreign ministers and a top arms control expert yesterday and called the negotiations constructive and a good beginning to a continuing dialogue on security issues. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Sun Yuxi said that China's stance in opposition to the missile shield was consistent and would not change. He said China hoped that the U.S. would scrap the missile shield while it was still in the planning stage. Sun reiterated China's position that the proposed missile defenses would harm the global balance of power and trigger a new arms race. We don't see that this plan will benefit the U.S., Sun said, but it will harm the interests of others. The likely result is like dropping a stone on one's own feet, he added. Sun did not specify how China might respond if the shield were built, but warned that China would not sit idly by and allow its national interests to be harmed. Before heading to China, Kelly also visited Japan, South Korea, Singapore, and Australia to enlist those nations' support for the U.S. plan. Other U.S. officials have recently toured the globe, making similar presentations to Russia and U.S. allies in Europe. Relations between Beijing and Washington are still tense over human rights issues and last month's collision between a Chinese fighter jet and a U.S. reconnaissance plane. Kelly pressed China to resolve the issue quickly by returning the plane. China is also displeased about Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian's stopover in the U.S. next week. Despite rough spots in the relationship, Kelly pointed out that at least the U.S. and China shared common ground in wanting to cooperate on non-proliferation issues.
China clearly shares with us an interest in promoting peace and stability in East Asia and in the world, and curbing the threat posed by weapons of mass destruction is a key element in the maintenance of peace and security.
However, many Chinese see the missile shield as part of an effort to enforce a U.S. global dominance and stymie China's emergence as a major world power. China fears that its comparatively weak nuclear deterrent would be canceled out by the U.S. missile defenses, leaving it vulnerable to a U.S. first strike or nuclear blackmail. China currently has around 20 land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles based on decades-old technology. Beijing is even more concerned about the U.S. extending a smaller theater missile defense system to cover Japan or Taiwan. China would perceive such a move as an attempt to encircle and contain their country through tighter military alliances with its neighbors. The Chinese government is adamant that including Taiwan under U.S. missile defenses would violate Chinese sovereignty. China considers Taiwan an inalienable part of its territory and is sworn to reunite with the island by force if necessary. But without the ability to mount an invasion, China still relies on its missiles to deter Taiwan from declaring independence. Experts say that if the U.S. went ahead and built its missile shield, China would have little choice but to respond by building up its nuclear arsenal while developing decoys and other countermeasures to the shield. While China is gradually modernizing its nuclear forces anyway, its leaders say they want to avoid an all-out arms race with the U.S. or Taiwan. An arms race would threaten to derail the country's economic growth, which is something that China's leadership cannot afford. For NPR News, this is Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.